Back in black. Oh, we said it in unison.
Back to Nashville.
We're back in black together. And we're using back in black because it has been about 2 weeks since we got to do this last.
Yeah.
We hope you guys all enjoyed last week's spring break. But actually, for most of you, this will probably be your spring break
episode. Spring break's just starting.
But it's not for us. We've got work to do, and that's okay.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully, we can make it go by a little faster for you so you can get back to the work. Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
I guess nobody's up for that.
Okay, yeah.
Before we start today, I want to point out something that Ryan Guinan so helpfully... What am I trying to say?
I have no idea what you're trying to say.
So graciously pointed out to me. So Alex last week said, "You spin me right around, right, baby," or whatever that song is, was Billy Idol. And I took it. I took his word for it. I wasn't even going to question it. Well, Ryan Guinan, as good as he is with his music, immediately, one of the first things he said to me when I came to visit him was, "That song is not by Billy Idol. That would be Dead or Alive." And Ryan Guinan, you were correct.
That just goes to show you how important our podcast is to people. That it is the first thing that he said to Chase.
Yeah, after we hadn't seen each other for a couple weeks. That, he said, "What's going on?" That's kind of always right up front. So, do we want to move right along?
Yeah, let's do it.
Haha, do you hear me? I said it. I don't care, it's my new thing. Move right along. Well, it's my old thing. But it's something I'm going to do now on purpose.
Yeah, I got you.
Like a little trademark. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Okay, you don't know what I'm talking about. Okay. So first off, it's my turn to go first this week. I am doing a band that is near and dear to my heart only because I know the dude. That's right. If you know me, you'll get on here. No, I'm just kidding. I chose it because I like it. I like it a lot. So anyway, my band this week is Footsteps, which is none other than Paul Bruno.
I've never heard of Footsteps.
Right, because they're a local band for me. Back in Dallas, Fort Worth. What are you shaking your head at?
That's tight, whatever.
You're such a jerk. Paul, I apologize for Alex's wrong things. And Aaron Matthews. I'm sorry, you do the drums. Anyway, this is off their newest EP, Awake and Moving.
You do the drums.
Or you play the drums. I know, I'm sorry. I kind of do that. Like, when I order food, I say, "I'm going to do a number 5. It's just completely wrong. And my friend Ben's always like, "No, Chase, you will have a number 5. And I get corrected. And so I started doing the other day. I did it to somebody else. Anyway, the song off their EP, Awake and Moving, which just came out a couple weeks ago, which if you're at Belmont and you really like this, let me know. I can hook you up. Control Escapes, track number 6. I enjoyed a lot. One track I really like off this album or this EP is the very instrumental right at the beginning. I thought it was really cool. So I hope you guys enjoy it. I do. And we're going to go ahead and start it since AC/DC just ended. And enjoy it. Control Escapes off Footsteps EP, Awake and Moving. Here you go, Paul.
Thank you.
Footsteps. Check it out. Footsteps music or MySpace or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, whatever.
Sorry, Paul.
The band I'm doing this week is...
Footstepsmusic.com. Sorry. And that is over.
Footsteps. Oh, this is the band that you have like the CD for and everything.
Yeah.
So if you want a free CD, talk to Chase.
I already mentioned that when you weren't paying attention.
Oh, that is
true. And I didn't say free CD. I just said if you liked it.
Oh.
I don't want people coming to give a handout, so I want people that like music.
All right.
Coming up to me with hands out, looking up to me like they want something free. But when my last CD was out, you wouldn't go for me.
Nowadays, everybody want to talk. They got something to say, but it comes out and they move the lips. There's so much gibberish.
And what?
People act like they forgot about you, Chase.
I wonder why they act like that. Forgot about Chase.
Anyway, I'm doing Chili in the Wall. And, thanks.
Sit up.
Why?
Because I want you to. You need to be excited.
I'm comfortable. Anyway, the song's been stuck in my head all week, thanks to Carly.
As long as it's not Mates of State.
Her mix. What do you have against Mates of State? They're so good. Julie saw them live, too, by the way. I was talking to her about that, and Julie said they were freaking amazing
live. Julie would say that, though.
Okay.
Brian Guinan is your every man who knows about concerts.
No, you're done talking. I don't care who it is. Julie Saunders has amazing taste in music and concerts.
But Julie likes that kind of stuff. I'm trying to
think I'm
trying to think of our average listener, though. The Nickelback-loving fan.
Yeah, if any of our listeners love Nickelback, then
shut
they just
it
need
off
to
right
stop.
Now.
Yeah, turn the podcast off.
Take a gun and point it at your foot.
Anyway, Tilly and the Wall.
Not anywhere else.
Sweet bands. They're kind of the result of Connor Oberst's old band,
the
Park Avenue.
The result of genetic testing.
Breaking up. They've toured with like Bright Eyes, Riley Kiley of Montreal. Really good stuff.
All the usuals. Bright Eyes had a new album or a new EP, I think, come out Tuesday, was it? Yeah. I don't know. I'm disinterested.
Anyway, I really don't want to say
too much.
But,
what wall do you think it's about? You think they're Pink Floyd fans?
Maybe.
Pink fans?
Maybe it's the Berlin Wall.
Oh, yeah, that could be. Who's Tilly, though?
Is
Tilly one? That's her name?
I don't know.
No, we'll check it out. We need to
know their names are...
Oh, they got cool names.
Kiana Allred, Neely Jenkins, Derek Presnell, Jamie Presnell, and Nick White.
Neely. That's a cool name.
Neely.
Oh, wait a minute. Don't we have a building on campus called Neely?
Neely Dining Hall.
Oh, gosh. That's right.
Tap dancer? What?
Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah.
The band has a tap dancer.
You guys want to hear it?
Jamie Presnell is the tap dancer. Okay, so this is... hold on, what album is this off of?
I don't know. Good lord. We are just not together today. Shoot, I don't know, you want me to look?
I'm on it. Or you can, it's not going to sound good, is it?
Carly's Mix.
Yeah.
We don't know what album it's off of.
So anyway, it's a great song, though.
We're
it's
lazy
called,
today.
You
got it right here, why do you need the album?
Sing Songs Along. It's such a great spring song, and I love it. And it gets me all excited.
Okay.
It's a good song.
Well, here we go.
Here you go, enjoy.
Wake up your mothers, we'll start a commotion. We'll take you apart, yeah, we'll swallow your ocean. And just when you've labeled us one of your tides, we'll fly off like ride up about in the sky. Some puff out your chest in some weird dusty vibe. We're taking no part in your cracked empty lives. We'll believe in everything that we have heard. We're taking our turn with the kids that don't. Let us be free. Let us sing songs along.
seriously, let us be free.
I want to be free.
Let us sing songs along.
Cause I'm free, yeah, yeah, oh, I have been forgiven. Well, Sing Break was last week.
Yeah, it's true.
No, you first.
Okay, well,
you got a little bit of the in there before I did. Go for it.
Alright, so, like I told you guys, I went and saw Explosion of the Sky over break in Houston, and it was great. Like, I don't know who opened for them, and I was trying to find it. I'm sitting here looking all over the internet. I can't figure it out.
Don't talk about the guy that sucked.
The opener sucked. That's all I'm saying. I wish I knew who it was so I could tell you. And I'm really not like that. Usually I like everything, and I really didn't like him. Anyway, Explosions was great. They put on a phenomenal show. I was really nervous. I was like, how are they going to, you know, no lyrics, no singer. How's it going to be interesting? It was so interesting. They kept it very upbeat, great performers. Changed up the songs a little bit, kept you on your toes. They played, like, a lot more of their upbeat stuff. Didn't play as much of their, like, mellow, like, that kind of stuff. It was kind of a short concert, though. They only played for about 45, 50 minutes.
Really? That's, like, only, like, 6 songs.
Yeah, they really didn't play that many songs. They played, most of the songs they played were off of their new album. And they played 2 songs, I think, that weren't. They're really good.
Awesome.
I really liked them a lot.
we together like nobody's business.
No one's business.
Not anyone's business. What do you guys think of the new Reliant K? Did you pick it up? I hope so. Anyway, this gets better.
I haven't really listened to it that much.
It gets better. It gets better. I'm just gonna say
that. Listen to it more.
Why is that not going?
I don't know.
Well, I think we're still working.
We're recording, so.
Okay, moving on. I really didn't mean to do it that time.
Moving right along.
Our Belmont artist, actually Belmont alum, I believe, is Mr. Josh Wilson this week. Pop rock / folk rock.
Hey, did you go to him when he played beginning of last semester?
Yes, I did.
He's really, really good live.
Absolutely. He does these cool pedal things.
Yeah, all the syncing, like looping and stuff, like Image and Heap and stuff like that.
But that's not to say that this song we've got for you is not good as well.
No, it's great. He's just...
Absolutely. I met his sister this past week. She's pretty cool.
Like, honestly, though, I find him much more interesting live because you're, like, watching him.
He's a great performer.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Really, yeah.
So you guys need to check that out. Let's see, where's he going
to
be?
I bought his CD and haven't
listened to it. He's honestly not even going to be in Tennessee. He's going to be in Chattanooga at a youth camp, though. So, Josh, come back to us, please. Come back. He'll be in Abilene, Texas for some of you friends I met this weekend. Ed Harden Simmons. Represent... I'm a Harden Simmons mom. Anyway, the song I'm playing is Lay Me to Waste off his EP, Shake the Shadow. It's a nice, fun little upbeat ditty. So I hope you guys enjoy it, because we do. And, oh, look, he even says on his little MySpace, he says, enjoy, enjoy. Like, in space joy, comma, enjoy. Like, I-N. Okay. Anyway.
That's clever, I like that.
Lay me to waste. Lay me to waste because I am being stupid today. Because
you're wasted?
No, I'm not. I'm really not. I'm sober. I'm always sober. That's so Evanescence, good. I call them all the time. Lay Me to Waste by Josh Wilson.
Shake the shadow that's stapled to my feet. I've peeled it off so many times, and now it feels just like a part of me that even surgery won't fix. Oh, where it is. Does it have a mind of its own? Am I giving it ideas? Does it grow like cancer every time I turn my heart away from you? Because that's what I do so well. Lay me to waste, my heart is a crowded place. There's only room for one. Lay me to waste, my history's in the way of what I must become. I feel your freedom fighting to detonate my soul. Your love is on the trigger, my resolve is holding on to safer things, like what I used to be. they're screaming at me. My ears are hard to tame. They only listen when they want to hear. But hearing's just the start of it. Cause then I must admit that I'm wrong.
Okay, look, I'm gonna.
All right, everybody listen.
I'm putting a picture of it up. I'm gonna put a picture of it. Look at your iPod right now. Look at my hair.
Genuinely,
Do I look younger? I guess I look younger. Whatever. I don't care. It's a lot better.
Well, a lot of it has to do with the fact that you shaved your facial hair off.
Yeah, it does. That is true. A lot of people
Anyway, let's tell Jenny Lee why you said she sucks.
Well, Jenny Lee,
I don't think you suck.
I saw your message when you didn't think I would.
I'm sitting here on Facebook, and Chase is reading over my shoulder.
Oh, shut up. You do that.
Reading my message from Jenny Lee about his hair.
I'm sorry.
That's right. We talk about his hair.
You talk about me behind my back, and I'm sick of it. That's secrets behind my back. No more. Finn. Should we tell them what we just cut out right there?
What
all that language you just used?
Oh yeah. You were worse than I was.
Yeah, we had to mute it right there.
I mean,
it was really bad.
It was so intense. It was like Pulp Fiction.
I hadn't heard that many F bombs since E dropped them on G in the World War II. Holy crap!
Hey, Mom, I know you listen to this podcast. We really didn't cut anything out. I wasn't cussing,
I
promise. We didn't
cuss. That was just completely in silence. We didn't even appreciate what we were saying.
I know.
Okay. Okay, so if you saw the picture, whatever. I don't care. Screw you. We got a request today.
It looks nice.
No. Shut up.
Nice.
I don't need sympathy. Look, when you got your hair cut, I thought it looked fine. I said you look good.
Oh, well, that's because I looked good.
No, I was lying. I never told you. I was like, God, I've been keeping that in for so long, and it feels so good to get it off my chest. Oh,
you're
it's just
so
way lifted off. I'm sorry that we all can't have perfect hair like you, Mr. Herbal Essence.
What can I say?
You can say, by starting off, that you got to admit to the 300 dudes that
what?
You... Did you read your Facebook this week? Did you see what I wrote back for?
Oh, 300.
Yeah, the 300 dude. Okay, we'll
that
keep going.
That was cute.
Anyway.
Hey, anybody see 300? Did you guys like it?
It was
really
all right.
Liked it.
It was okay. This is a lot of talking in the middle. We should have done this at the end.
Whatever.
So, request from a dedicated listener, Mrs. Leah Parker.
Yeah.
Which I had a lovely car ride with this afternoon.
I haven't even
so
seen
much
since
fun.
I've been back.
So much fun.
I haven't seen anyone since
anyway, we're going to get straight to it. This is the Color Revolt with Mattresses Underwater. Do we have anything by them up here pulled up?
The colorful? No, you didn't.
Yeah. Dang it, I didn't pull anything
out. I got really
I found out by these guys from him, and they're playing at North by Southwest in Dallas this weekend. If you're there, go check it out. I believe they're playing Monday. They have... Yeah, it's with a U. It's like the British spelling.
Oh.
Kind of annoying. A little annoying British spellers. Whoa, they're not on here. Did Forget I spell it. It right? Try Keith Baxter. Yeah, no, that's right. Maybe he's a drummer for them. Oh well.
Whatever.
So we here, don't need to talk about. Yeah. Sorry, Leah. If you guys know Leah, ask Leah. Send her an email or something.
They're tight. I like them.
Yeah, they're good. Oh no, I know what I'm saying. Exactly. Oh, okay. If you take Athlete and you take Arcade Fire and you take Modest Mouse and you put them into a blender, this is what it would sound like. But I don't think Color Revolt is better than any one of those bands. But they're really good. That's all I'm going to say.
They're good.
You got anything else to say? Good, let's do it.
Not at all.
There are places some of us can't face yet. See it, we just swear God's sleeping. Thank you.
Hope you like that amalgam of bands. That's what I'd say. An amalgam?
An amalgam?
Yeah. All right, we're going to end this because it's getting late. So, but first, we have our upcoming song, which is one of my favorite dudes, Ted Leo and the Pharmacists. Well, that'd be dudes.
Favorite yeah.
Dudes.
You said
dudes. I said dude the first time. I should have, anyway. This song is off his latest album coming out March 20th. This song's called Bomb Repeat Bomb. It's kind of different from his style. I don't know. I haven't listened to most of his stuff. I mean, I have listened to most of his stuff, but I don't remember it.
I haven't.
I think I remember Tyranny of Distance is probably my favorite
album. I heard he's really good, though, and I like this song a lot. So, judging from that, I might need to start listening to him.
What's cool is this album's produced by Brendan Canty. Is that his name? Brendan Canty of Fugazi. He's a drummer for them.
I like Fugazi.
Yeah.
Philip Dacey introduced me to Fugazi. I really doubt Philip Dacey listens to this, but if you do...
We doubt in a lot of people.
Dacey, you should send us an email.
Did you just talk in a lisp?
Yes.
Hi, Stewie.
Philip Dacey.
You gotta at least feel him flapping out of there. I don't know. Anyway.
Say it like Dacey.
Who's the man now, dog? okay. So... Bomb Repeat Bomb by Ted Leo, March 20th. The album is called Living with the Living. Here we go.
President Eisenhower decided that America should topple the Alabama's government. Secretly.
Like a great bird in the blue sky over a blue ocean, civilized men fly!
Bomb Repeat Bomb Repeat Bomb!
Through puffy clouds and beautiful rainbows with the power and the speed and the will to succeed, money men fly!
Bomb Repeat Bomb!
No need to clomp around through the air. The rubble and the mud.
Bomb, repeat, bomb, repeat, bomb.
No need for face to face, or even worse, to put a perfectly spit shine pair of brand new leather boots on the dirty, dusty ground. Oh, sure, you could mobilize a million troops.
Although 1,000 could probably get the job done.
But then, people start to ask questions. When you drop in out of the white clouds in a blue sky, don't worry about them having to see the whites of your blue eyes.
Bomb, repeat, bomb.
Just let that payload fly and wing on home, my son.
Bomb, it's not your day to die.
Bomb, repeat, bomb.
And when the quiet starts, you won't have to see the bloodshed eyes turn red. And when the diet starts, you won't have to know a thing about who's dead. This is your a second to take in the beauty of the sight as you come in over the mountains between the green earth and the sky and bam!
German voice. It's, you know.
All right.
It's a Germany Silver War.
So let's talk.
Hey, East versus West. Come on.
Let's talk about what we're going to be doing next week. I'm really excited about it.
Are you, Oliver?
Yes. Oliver Twist.
I'm Jiminy Cricket then.
You don't sound like Jiminy Cricket.
What does Jiminy Cricket sound like?
Hi-ho, Pinocchio.
Does he? No, he doesn't.
I know.
This is gonna
when
be my
you wish upon a
my
star.
Jiminy Cricket sounds like this. My Jiminy Cricket's a gangster. Shoot. Anyway, okay, I'm done with that. Next week we have a special episode again. We have more special stuff.
Yeah!
Next week is Guilty Pleasures Week, and we want to play all your requests. We're going to forego the normal format again, like we always do.
There will be no Belmont artists.
No.
There will be no future albums. There will just be Guilty Pleasures.
So that means three of your requests, and we've already got one. Somebody got on the ball early.
Yeah. Way to go.
I'm not going
to
say who it is, except Ashley Blakely. You know who you are.
So you guys should send us some more Guilty Pleasures. And by Guilty Pleasures, we mean, like, those bands that you're kind of embarrassed that you listen to. Good Charlotte, maybe. Britney Spears.
I'm not going
to
do Good Charlotte. I'm going to do something else.
Don't
send us Fall Out Boy, because I like Fall Out Boy.
I like Fall Out Boy, too.
I might play it, actually. That might be my Guilty Pleasure. I don't know. I kind of want to find something better than that.
Something guiltier.
Something more
guilty. I know what I'm playing. Shoot, dog, hold up.
Oh, I know what you're playing, too. Preston, you're going to enjoy it. You've waited.
Jinx. Cool.
How do we do that?
I don't know.
How do we do that?
It's like the third one of this podcast, though.
I know. If anyway. You can count up the ums, as soon as... No, I'm just kidding. Dead air. Dead air. Reminds me of Strong Bad's college thing.
So next up, we have an hour of chanting.
That's a great one.
Die!
Yeah, you guys should watch Homestar Runner.
Absolutely. We've said it before. Anyway.
Oh, something else I want to say really quick. Explosions in the Sky, go to their website, www.explosionsinthesky.com. It is the most aesthetically pleasing website I've ever seen.
That is not true.
I love it. I don't care what Chase says. But, like, the font they use is genius, and, like, the picture, it's just, and it's so simple, and I love simplicity. It's just, if I was going to design a band website,
so
it would look exactly like that
if
one.
If you answer to the name Artsy Fartsy.
So go check it out. It's really
check
tight.
Check it out.
Very simple. Love the graphics.
I don't know. I really like Nickelback's website. Harsh Purples. I haven't been there. I would assume it's Harsh Purples.
I kind of want to go right now. Let's check it out
right now. So just send us your guilty pleasures for real. It's kind of.
We will not play Nickelback though. Like
no.
Honestly, like I don't care.
It just send them to us. We're gonna be fairly slight. You spell nickel wrong.
How do you spell nickel?
N-I-C-K-E-L.
Oh, really?
No, it's not N-I-C-K-U-L-L.
That's not how I spelt it. He's lying.
That's like a seagull with named Nick. I don't know.
That is...
It honestly does kind of have a harsh purple to it.
Actually, it's not that bad. I can dig it. The website. Not the music.
Shut up. No, you can't. Anyway.
I hate their freaking graphic.
I hate them.
That is so dumb.
So we're going to leave you with kind of an example. Actually, it's kind of different because this is a mashup of... Muses Supermassive Black Holes with Britney Spears Do Something.
And my girl Britney, don't worry, girl. You'll be out of rehab soon. You'll be out of the crazy insane asylum.
No, you won't. I mean, is anyone seriously surprised?
Not in the least.
Look who she married. Look where she came from. Gah. I'm not surprised in the least. She had it coming, though, dancing around like a floozy.
She had it coming.
She started.
She had it coming.
She started
she
that whole crap again.
She only had herself to blame. You should have seen it.
Who's
you
that?
Should have been there.
Billy Idol? Is that Billy Idol?
No, that's from the Chicago, the musical.
Oh my gosh.
What is that song called again? Oh, I
oh, just, oh, right. That one. Yeah, yeah, that one.
The jail.
The one that sucks.
Tango.
Jailbreak Tango.
No.
Jailbreak Tango. I'm
oh
gay.
Oh my gosh.
I think it's called
close.
I'm Gay if I know it.
Jail cell? Oh, fudge.
It doesn't matter. It's 40
it's
minutes right
me.
Here. So we're going to leave you with Britney Spears. Get your request in at untitled
Hot
and unbridled
six,
at gmail.com. Tell all your friends that we're
shits.
Stupid. And Lauren, you should be getting your
Cell Block
Mouse
Tango.
CD.
That's what it is. Cell Block Tango.
Lauren, you should be getting your Modest Mouse CD next week. Here's the deal. We weren't expecting to pay for anything, so we'll buy it for you and we'll have it shipped directly to your house.
What? Why are you telling her this over the podcast? Just email it.
Because I thought she'd enjoy it.
Hey, raise your hand if you like musicals. I'm raising my hand right now.
No, you're not.
I know.
You're really not.
I know. I didn't
I'm
want
not.
To.
It depends what musical is. What musical do I like? Aladdin. Disney movies.
Those aren't musicals. Those are movies.
No, those are musicals. I promise you, if we looked it up on a category, it would say
okay,
musical.
That's fine. It's a musical movie.
Just
I mean
like
musical
Jamaica
plays.
Would be in there. I'm taking him off. All right, guys. Britney Spears versus favorite. Muse right here.
Here you go, guys.
That means he's gay. Bye. You want to say anything else?
No, I not at all.
We love you.
Bye, guys. You're gonna freaking send us your request, your guilty pleasures, your guiltiest pleasures.
Yes.
Hey, you can anonymously
confession songs. We don't want confessions.
Yeah, we don't want your confessions.
No, we don't want anonymously.
Okay.
Anonymously. Send them.
Say a little something. Give us a little history about it. Like, I heard
say
this
why it's guilty to you.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
Why are we whispering? Did anyone's not gonna hear this.
Did your mom walk in one time when you were listening to Nickelback?
No, she didn't.
See you guys.
Bye.